This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres appealed to Sudan's warring factions to observe a three-day ceasefire over the Muslim Eid al-Fitr holiday on Thursday.
I am deeply concerned about the terrible toll on civilians, the appalling humanitarian situation, and the horrifying prospects of further escalation.
He spoke as rival forces battled for a sixth day. Gunfire could be heard in Khartoum, where the fiercest battles are being fought, as thousands of civilians try to flee. The violent power struggle has killed hundreds so far and is tipping a nation reliant on food aid into what the United Nations calls a humanitarian catastrophe. The United States said it was sending more troops to the region in the event that it decided to evacuate its embassy in Khartoum. White House spokesperson John Kirby said President Joe Biden is following the situation closely.
He authorized the military to move forward with pre-positioning forces and to develop options in case, and I want to stress right now, in case there's a need for an evacuation.
The violence that erupted last weekend was triggered by a disagreement over an internationally backed plan to form a new civilian government. Both the paramilitary forces and Sudan's military accuse each other of thwarting the transition. Myanmar's Supreme Court reportedly said Wednesday that it will hear appeals by ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi on her convictions of corruption, election fraud, and violations of state secrets laws. Suu Kyi was arrested February 1st of 2021 when Myanmar's military seized power in a coup against her recently re-elected civilian-led government, driving the country into yet another period of violent conflict. More on that story at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A Tennessee GOP lawmaker involved in the ousting of two black legislators has resigned. AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
A Republican lawmaker in Tennessee has resigned due to an ethics violation involving the legislature's workplace discrimination and harassment policy. Representative Scotty Campbell issued his resignation effective immediately, hours after he told WTVF-TV that he had consensual adult conversations with two adults off property and said that he would record any future conversations with interns. Earlier this month, Campbell, as vice chair of the House Republican Caucus, was among the GOP legislators who voted to expel two black Democratic lawmakers for protesting in support of gun control on the House floor. Those lawmakers have since been reinstated. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Mali's government says a senior Malian official and three other people have been killed in an ambush in an area of the country's southwest. Islamic extremists are active in that region. The president's chief of staff was killed along with his bodyguard, a driver, and the owner of a drilling company, according to a statement from the presidency. Another driver is still missing. The government didn't say when they died or who it believed to be behind the attack. Lawyers for actor Alec Baldwin say prosecutors will drop an involuntary manslaughter charge against him over the shooting death of a cinematographer outside Santa Fe, New Mexico in 2021. AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Zaraletta has more.
Alec Baldwin's attorneys have issued a statement saying they are pleased with the decision to dismiss the case against their client. Prosecutors did not immediately comment on the case. It's unclear whether charges could be refiled. In 2021, Baldwin pointed a gun at cinematographer Helena Hutchins during a rehearsal for the movie Rust when the gun went off and killed her. Weapons supervisor Hannah Gutierrez-Reed also was charged with involuntary manslaughter. Her lawyers say they expect Gutierrez-Reed to be exonerated as well. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni declined to sign a bill that would require the death penalty for homosexuality. In some cases, he sent it back to Parliament for so-called strengthening. Museveni's decision was announced late Thursday after he met with lawmakers in his ruling National Resistance Movement Party, almost all of whom supported the bill. The meeting ended with the decision to return the bill to Parliament with proposals for its improvement. According to a statement, it wasn't clear what the president's recommendations were. The Ugandan Parliament passed the bill March 21st. The president must sign it for it to become law. And Hong Kong's Roman Catholic bishop says he hopes the dioceses of Hong Kong and Beijing will have more exchanges of cooperation. He made the comments during a five-day trip to Beijing. Marissa Melton, VOA News.